Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. This is a breaking news episode. It is the 6th of October 2021 and the news today is that an agreement has been reached between Saudi Arabia and Qatar and BN Sports to allow the broadcaster to legally stream in Saudi Arabia. That means the end of piracy effectively, and this could have a huge impact on the Newcastle United takeover because piracy was a big issue for the Premier League. Of course, they were never going to sign off on a deal to a sovereign wealth fund in which they believed was linked to a state that they deemed had been pirating their footage. I'm joined by Mark Douglas in this episode as we go through the day's developments and analyse just what it might mean for Newcastle United. And if you're one who needs a bit of confidence, who is holding out, this is the episode for you because there is plenty of hope and happiness in this episode. Please remember to like and subscribe. Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Musgrove, and joined by Mark Douglas. And you may think you've slipped back into June 2020 with all the activity that's currently going on regarding the Newcastle United takeover. There is a wave of optimism sweeping through the fan base, given the news, Mark, that Saudi Arabia have lifted or are set to lift the ban on BN Sports being broadcast in their country. Just what that actually means. Obviously, over the past few years, 4.5 actually, BN Sports has been banned from broadcasting in the country, which means people have had no option really but to watch Premier League games if they want to illegally. It's created this piracy issue, which has been an issue for the Newcastle United takeover. The Premier League were obviously never going to sign off a deal in which they believe the state or the company linked to it to a state has had a major role in piracy. It's been through the World Trade Organization. It's part of a wider dispute with Qatar, and there's been a blockade, and that's all now thawed, and everyone seems to be getting on really well, and it's led to this point today where it has been reported that BN Sports will be broadcast live in Saudi Arabia, which means they can get their money through people can legally watch it, and piracy, the BOQ channel, will be shut down. Reports that Saudi Arabian that the government will shut down websites as soon as they are alerted to them. Reports in various media outlets, Mark, and they've already started doing that. So, yeah, what do you make of today's developments?
Well, hugely significant. Certainly, that's the view of people who are kind of in the know about this business. I think the truth of the matter is cold hard cash exchanging hands from the Saudis to BN Sports has made the breakthrough here. Talk of settling huge amounts of money that's currently in dispute over. Talk of huge amounts of money going to BN Sports. Then obviously unlocking the idea that BN Sports can be watched in Saudi Arabia, giving business opportunities to BN Sports as well. And obviously vice versa for Saudi Arabia. If this had happened, I believe, a year ago or last summer, I think the takeover would have already happened now. We would have been under new ownership and Newcastle United would be a very different club. The fact that it's now happened, obviously, people are still talking about the separation of state issue that obviously has gone to arbitration. But my understanding at the moment is that actually it could move much, much quicker than arbitration. Arbitration might not be needed. I think that's always been the consortium's hope, that they could bypass the arbitration by agreeing something or finding a major breakthrough. And that's what appears to have happened. And there is, I think this is the kind of forum where we can talk with maybe like we haven't quite stood it up to the point where we'd maybe write something, but we can talk, I think, on a live like this and say that maybe there's talk that this could happen very, very, very quickly, talking within, days or even less, that where we could see some form, some sign that this is moving really, really quickly. That seems to be the suggestion from people around all this. So we will see. We've obviously been here before where we've talked about no red flags, we've talked about all those kind of things, but this feels different. And having been through a lot of those other things, having been through a lot of those other ones and seen what how it happened then, it does feel different this time. I think I said that before as well, to be fair. But it does feel as if this could be heading for a very, very speedy resolution, which is what's needed, because it can't drag on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And you know, we can't get briefings and counter briefings. You know, if we get a statement tonight from the Premier League or a statement from Newcastle United, or St James's Holdings, who would be the people who would give out the statement, or the consortium, which is, you know, that is the suggestion that there could be some form of statement, could be some form of communication, then we'll all be mightily relieved and at least know what's going on, and then we can start talking about, you know, what happens for the future.
Paul Oxley asks Mark, because he says he's off Twitter at the moment, but he says, do you really think this could go through now?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think we all kind of like probably in a position where, you know, we've been burned so many times by the takeover, you don't want to say definitively that it's going to happen. The noises, the mood music seem to be that way. You know, it could be that, as I said, if there's a statement in the next few, you know, next days or even hours, we will know a lot more. And I think the good thing is that we're not going to be in a position where I think we're hanging on for weeks and weeks and weeks to find out where this one goes. But it feels like it's happening at breakneck speed. The problem has been that at so many different junctures, I think in this takeover situation, there has been these rumours. When it all breaks, you know, then you have people rowing it back. Well, this time there isn't people rowing it back quite so much. And obviously the big difference now is that commercial resolution to the beIN Sports Saudi dispute has arrived. Now, that was always, I think, the problem in the first place. It was all about piracy. I know we sat through the takeover case last week, which a lot of things were said, which a week on look sort of positively old-fashioned. You know, the QC, I've got a wry smile on my face at the QC for St James's Park Holdings, said the Chronicle was a dubious source because we said that Saudi Arabia was still interested in the club. Well, here we are a week later, and you know, I'm not suggesting that my learned friend might have been putting something out there for Mike Ashley's sake, but here we are, you know, a week on. My understanding was always that Saudi Arabia wanted to take over the club. That hadn't changed. So, you know, I feel there was a, you know, massive, massive chance of this happening if there was a big breakthrough in terms of the separation of states, or as we've seen now, Premier League seems to have indicated that if this is resolved, you know, that does change things as far as the takeover goes. So we will see. You know, I don't want to be sat here in 2 weeks and saying, you know, the club's dead, the club's flat, all these things again. But, you know, I think this is feels like a quite positive juncture in this, you know, 2 year saga.
And it's clear to see why Qatar are happy with this agreement with Saudi about beIN Sports, because it's a country of 40 million people, and that is a lot of money. And you can clearly see why they were angry in the first place. Of course, they lobbied against this takeover, because at the end of the day, they lost money, and the Saudi government, by the World Trade Organization, was deemed not to have done enough to stop that. And obviously reports say, you know, BLQ will be shut down or has been shut down, and any other websites with piracy will go as well. I like what you mentioned there, Mark, about some information. And I know it's only been a couple of hours since everything broke. And like you say, there are rumours and talks that some sort of communication will fall tonight. But it's really important that I think that happens as well, because one of the things that fans have been through is this lack of communication. And there's always a vacuum. And right now, everyone's saying, well, what are the Premier League saying? What are the buyers saying? And we don't know where that communication, if at all, who it's going to come from. But it's important it does come in the next couple of days, because there's lots of questions, and fans watching, fans listening, fans reading our work online, they need some sort of information so they know where they stand, where their club stands.
Exactly, yeah. And I think, you know, we're almost at the point where people, when people sort of say, well, what are the buyers saying? What's the seller saying? To be honest, it's irrelevant until we get something from the Premier League, really, or a statement saying, the club has been sold and the deal's gone through, then it starts to be relevant what the buyers have said and what Mike Ashley's saying, because, you know, we've heard a lot of things from all these different sources so much over the last 2 years that we kind of know where their heads are at. We know that the Staveley has always been confident. You know, she went on TalkSport and said, I will see you soon. That wasn't that long ago. It was only a few months ago. So, but obviously then we had another couple of months. We had the arbitration was delayed. So, you know, it really has to be, in my opinion, a statement from the Premier League. It's the only way I think anything can go through. And we need that, like you said. And I would think that if possible, if it possibly happens tonight, there's a statement, then, you know, it will feel like that. Then we are there, basically. The Premier League will probably be feeling a lot of pressure to communicate because they've been so badly criticised over all of this. And communication's been one of the big things that's been landed at their door. So for me, you know, it has to happen. If this deal is going close, that has to happen. As I said, we'll see. We know what Newcastle's like when the momentum starts on a story like this. The amount of things that people say to you, the amount of texts and messages and things that you get, it just goes, you know, 100 miles an hour. And sometimes it can go a little bit ahead of where the story is. But, you know, as I said, tonight, it feels like even the people who weren't sure before are starting to say, yeah, it could happen. So, or it is going to happen. So we will see. But it really needs to happen soon. And if it does happen, you know, if we are in a position where it happens very, very quickly, you know, you could see things like changing the manager, you know, all those kind of things. You know, the Pandora's box is open because they will be desperate to save Newcastle United from a relegation fight. And that's what it comes down to, because if it had waited until January, and we talked about it in podcast before, if it waited until January, who knows, could the valuation fall because the club are in relegation trouble? And I think probably it's felt by all sides that it needs to happen, and it needs to happen quickly.
Just a little question then before I let you get off, Mark. You mentioned there the issue about separation. You know, that's what I took from last week's hearing. That was the main issue. I think a lot of fans took that. But then, you know, there's been a few theories about what actually that means, and you've maybe alluded to it there a little bit. One of the theories is that they were so keen to get a director on that, you know, director's list, and then they could pin the piracy to him because he would be a member of the state and so forth. Is that a theory that you maybe share? I mean, what's your thoughts on that, the issue of separation? Does it matter anymore?
Well, I think probably it shows really that separation was a proxy war for piracy, really, because, you know, look, separation doesn't matter half as much if, you know, you're testing Yasser Al-Ramayan, who's got no connection to piracy or anything like that. And he's obviously a businessman. He's a Saudi businessman. The argument was that I don't think the Premier League ever wanted to test him and allow the Saudi state to basically continue to block Bein and to effectively be accused of state-sponsored piracy. It becomes less of an issue when that isn't the issue. Suddenly it's like, well, the Saudi state is playing ball with the Premier League and playing ball with all those things. So I'm assuming that pretty much it renders that irrelevant. Whether they are state-sponsored or whether they're not becomes much less relevant, because it was all about piracy in the first place, which is kind of what was said back in the, you know, back very, very much at the start of things. You know, the separation issue came because they felt that Saudi Arabia were pirating rights. If that goes, I can only assume that that's what's being said. You know, obviously the Premier League have not said a thing through this whole thing. So that's where we can go. And interestingly, I've just got another person saying that they think that, you know, there could be a Premier League statement as early as tonight. So we will see. Certainly seems to be the suggestion from quite well-connected people at the moment that there could be a statement imminent from people. So we will see. I don't want to say, you know, the Premier League haven't said that. So or other people are suggesting that. So we'll see where we go from here. But, you know, it could be a wild few days.
And well, just finally, then, you've written a piece about the positivity about what, you know, cut off the back of this, the ban being lifted. And one of the bits you write, Mark, is that, you know, they're big plans and they can be implemented within weeks of getting the green light. Amanda Staveley according to your information, is currently on holiday. Just tell us a bit more about that a little insight there.
That's what she said. That's what she was telling people earlier, but it could well be that she's on holiday in Newcastle. It would surprise me. You know, you choose your words carefully there, don't you? I'm on holiday, so you're not in London. That doesn't mean you're not in Newcastle. And that's kind of, you'd have to kind of learn those things. In terms of the plans, you know, my understanding was that they had plans ready to go in the summer. If the takeover, if they did get the arbitration green light in the summer. So they've been fairly well connected with people in football. So I would think you'll see things like the appointment of director of football very, very quickly, ready to go for January, obviously, which is when they'll have the first chance to make a big difference. You know, let's be honest, I think probably a change in manager will arrive fairly soon. I think they know that, you know, the situation's toxic around Steve Bruce. I think he would have got some time, actually, ironically, if this had gone through last summer. I think he probably would have got a few months at the start then to sort of show where he was going. I think that'll probably happen as well. And then they'll start to do root and branch reform of training ground, academy. They'll start to look at everything. It'll be a very long-term project. And I don't think, from what we heard originally, that the plan was to throw millions and hundreds of millions at it. It was very much targeted investment, but a lot of investment. You know, I think we said, I've forgotten now, but I remember when the PIF initially withdrew, we had, I've forgotten exactly, I've got it in my notes somewhere, I was, you know, we were briefed about how much what the plans were.
It wasn't a huge amount, was it?
It was 50 million for every transfer window, which maybe that changes now, but it was 50 million. And then I'm assuming on top of that, whatever you buy and sell, which is a big amount, much more than Newcastle spent at the moment, but it's not what Manchester United spent, it's not what Manchester City spent. But, you know, I always felt when they said that, if, say, a big player comes on the market, would they then go out and say, let's try and get him? And there will be a few of them doing the rounds in January, and in the summer. So who knows? I always felt that was, you know, it'll be targeted investment. It's a good message to get out there, isn't it, to people who maybe want to, you know, sell you a player. But I kind of always felt that, you know, if a big player then comes on the market, a kind of marquee name, would potentially go for him. And I know, you know, when the kind of messy stuff happened, it was always like, you know, if Saudi Arabia had happened, would they have? I don't think they would have got him. It was like, I could imagine them trying to put together a package to bring him to Newcastle, something like that. You know, but obviously that was, you know, talk fantasy football at the time. And I remember, I think it was kind of a, you know, it was mentioned at the time and everybody was, you know, saying, oh, not this again kind of thing. So, but, you know, hopefully we will be able to start talking about those kind of things in not too distant future.
Lots of people asking you, Mark, to finish off. Cans? Have you got your cans in the fridge?
I've had cans in the fridge since about April 2020. I think it's probably out of date, actually, when I go back and look at it. But look, if the Premier League statement comes tonight, yeah, it is, isn't it? But we'll just keep them on ice for now.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us on the Everything is Black and White podcast. You guys are listening and watching. Please remember to like and subscribe to whichever platform you are joining us on. And head over to chroniclelive.co.uk. I believe there's a live blog up and running, which will keep you up to date with this fast-moving story and loads of analysis and breaking news as well. So head over to chroniclelive.co.uk.